Let's go to the Truitt Insurance and Bonding Hotline and talk with Matt Holbrooks with Kid One Transport. Matt.
Absolutely, Matt.
Matt, are you there?
How are you?
Hey, there you are. Man, what's going on this morning?
Oh, just enjoying a beautiful April morning and enjoying a little coffee. So, yeah.
Did you get your run in?
I have not. I'm going after after I finish speaking with you guys.
So we're slowing you down, man.
All good.
Well, thanks for joining in and being part of what we're doing here. But you're the big cheese with Kid One Transport, which I've known about for. Man, you kind of shocked me the other day. I was sitting there thinking, is it 20 years old? But y'all are older than that now. But I mean, just to start out, just kind of tell us the background and what you guys do, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, well, thanks. First of all, for having me on. We always enjoy telling the Kid One story. Kid One story, we think, is incredible and the
important.
Opportunity to tell it and tell the impact.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yes, sir. So, in our 27th year doing transports, 460 some odd thousand transports now at this point, serving 38 counties in the state of Alabama with the sole mission of transporting children and expectant mothers to healthcare. And why it's important is there's just so many families in our state that folks don't realize that don't have access to a vehicle.
Yeah, and, absolutely. And I think you just hit a key thing there, too. It's statewide. Y'all do it everywhere.
Well, we want to be in all 67 and counties. Working to get there, biggest challenge we have to get in all 67 counties would be funding. Sure. And having the resources to be there and then being sustainable, because we don't want to enter an area and add counties and then be there for a year or two and then have to pull out.
Yeah.
So now we're providing a resource then that's taken away from a family. But every day situations are different. Sometimes it's situations that maybe a family needs a handicap accessible vehicle and they can't afford one. Very expensive. Maybe it's a situation that a child needs constant attention during a transport to a medical facility. And, you know, one of the parents have to do that. Maybe it's a situation that's a family because they have a chronically sick child at home that they can't afford as a second vehicle. And the vehicle is used then for someone to work and, you know, retain and provide for the family.
Sure.
Hey, we've got situations where we've had where both parents were legally blind and couldn't drive.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But the vast majority is poverty issue.
Yeah.
Such as 90% of our clients report to us they have a household income less than $10,000 a year.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, I heard a story, I think this is probably still the way it is, but if y'all do a lot of work in rural areas,
sure.
Trying to help people that really do have the struggles, and there's not that many options for health care anyway. So are a lot of y'all's, transports, are they – to the local hospital, or are you bringing them to someplace like, you know, Children's up here, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it's a mix of all. So we serve locally in counties that have more robust health care. Obviously, Jefferson, Shelby, Blount, St. Clair, the Gadsden Market, Anniston, Auburn, Montgomery, areas like that, Tuscaloosa, the Huntsville Market, areas that have more robust health care will provide local transports. But the areas in the state that are more rural, typically what we're doing is transporting from that county to another county.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is simply because of lack of services in many counties. You know, we've got 23 of our 67 counties that do not have a pediatrician that county.
Wow. Man, that's a big stat.
And so also 54 of our counties in Alabama are considered rural counties. In 1980, 40 of those 54 counties had OBGYN services. Fast forward to today in 2024, only 16 of those same 54 counties have OBGYN services. So we backed up in the last 40 some odd years. And so the options for rural health care are very limited. Now, the other challenge we've had there is that especially children's care is really limited to three areas of the state. Huntsville, up in the Huntsville Hospital facility. Obviously, our great Children's of Alabama in Birmingham. And then USA Women's and Children's that is in Mobile. And now, don't let me leave out UAB Women's and Infants as well here in Birmingham. But as you see, in areas of the state get specialty care, it's a travel. It's a haul to get somewhere to get that care.
Folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio. We're on the air with Matt Holdbrooks, the president of Kid One Transport. And Matt, as I'm listening to you, one of the things that I'm wondering is folks who are listening and are compelled to help in whatever way that they can, what are ways that they can volunteer? So, for example, are the drivers, are they paid? Are they volunteers? How does all that work?
Yeah, our drivers are paid drivers. You know, our drivers, we've had people come to us before to ask about being a volunteer driver.
Sure.
And we gladly accept that and you know, would walk them through that process. But one of the challenges on that is, you know, there's a lot of times our drivers are leaving their home. Their vehicles go to their home with them in the various areas of the state where they live. As I say, our driver lives amongst them. They live amongst our clients from sure. North Alabama down to Central and South Alabama. But there's many days they're leaving at 3-something in the morning to start their day.
Wow.
And to pick up a child in the Auburn market that in Phoenix City that has to be to Children's of Alabama and on dialysis by 7:30, and they have to drive 45 minutes to get them, and then they're leaving from Phoenix City to get them to Children's of Alabama prior to 7:30 and come up 280. You can do the math and see that that's an early start.
That's a commitment for sure.
Yes, sir. And another thing also, our drivers go through incredible training. They have to learn how to deal with car seats and install those correctly. They have to make sure that they're locking in wheelchairs correctly. They go through defensive driving techniques. There's a lot of scrutiny for our drivers that they go through in continual training annually and quarterly. Even monthly, in fact, to you know, keep our clients safe.
Yeah, it's a. Let me ask you this: mentioning the car seats and all, what age groups, I guess, are you really kind of dialed in on?
Well, we serve zero. Actually, you know, even doing prenatal visits for expectant moms, really from inception to age 19. And so, you know, the younger crowd, though, typically, as they have more visits. But, you know, we see a lot of adolescents and teenagers as well. Kids that may be on dialysis, kids that may be going through chemotherapy, things of that nature that are repeated and critical for their life type visits.
Matt, you talked about that you know, rely somewhat, or I would think substantially, on donations for, you know, even as you're talking about going into these counties for not just an appearance into that county, but sustainability. If folks are listening and they'd like to, you know, help through a financial donation, how would they do that?
They can go to our website at www.kidone.org and support us there. And, you know, that's a great question because we do raise about 85% of the dollars that fund Kid One Transport. We do have some reimbursement on transports through the Alabama Medicaid Agency for the children and expectant mothers that qualify for their service. But vast majority of is money that we go seek from individuals, corporations, foundations, grants, civic organizations, cities, counties, across the board, religious organizations. So any and all support helps.
Yeah.
Any gift is not too small.
Real quick, man, tell kind of how it started. I'm always interested in how everybody sort of gets into these things. Tell how the organization started, if you can.
Well, it was way before my time. I've been at Kid One 11 years this month. And Russell Jackson, great vision many years ago. And I won't, you know, go deep in his story, but he had a situation that caused him to do some searching. And he searched and he saw the need in rural Alabama for health care, for the kids just weren't getting to health care. And then started that whole process, the planning process and all. It took him several years to get there. I actually did the first transport individually in his own vehicle and then was able to secure Mercedes support to take care of a lot of the vehicles, which they still do. They still provide us 11 vehicles in our fleet.
And that's awesome.
And it's 27 years they've been doing that. It's an incredible legacy. And from there, it grew and took off and here we are 460 some odd thousand transports later.
Wow. That's great. Well, man, y'all just do a fantastic job and service out there. Say the website one more time before we let you go.
And by the way, is it the number one or do you spell out one on the website?
You do spell out one. It's just www.kidone.org.
All right, Matt. Well, good.
As I say, all is accepted. And all of them would help us fuel those vehicles to get to healthcare.
All right. Well, Matt, get out there and get your run in, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank y'all for having me on this morning.
All right. Absolutely. See you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Matt Holdbrooks, the president of Kid One Transport.